So, some words from Isaiah. You'll see that I'm saying some things in white, and hopefully the things for you are in yellow, but they could be any colour at all. Surely he took our pain and bore our suffering. He was pierced for our wrongdoings. He was crushed for our sins. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the sins of us all. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter. He poured out his life unto death, and he bore the sins of us all. And this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And it's just, I don't know about you, but I just find that amazing that Isaiah, so long before Jesus, is predicting that and saying that and sort of the whole thing about prophecy. Thank you, Toby. Some of you might know that I teach English. I'm really sorry about that, but I do. And some part in this service, we're going to be looking at a bit of punctuation. I know it's the sort of stuff that people think is really, really important. Apostrophes drive me mad. I don't know about you. But this service, at some point, we're going to be looking, after the next one, we're going to be looking at those. And we're going to be looking at that. And we're going to be looking at that. And we're going to be thinking about that. That's what we're going to be doing. Now, this is Good Friday, thank you, and I need a bit of help. If the children can come this way just for a moment, if you're up for it, because I do need you, and if you don't, then this whole part of the service is wrecked and ruined. So do come this way. Who's been in a nativity? Has anybody been in a nativity at school? Who's done that? What were you in a nativity? What were you in a nativity? You were Mary, may I say, of course. And... fantastic. When you did the nativity, there were all sorts of props you had to have, weren't there? What did you have to have in the nativity? What things?
You had to have a baby Jesus.
Baby Jesus, sounds like a good idea. What else? Anybody else? What things in the nativity did we have?
Animals.
Animals, fantastic, yes.
Think gold.
Gold and... some other things, okay. Lots of other things. Frankincense. Brilliant, okay. But we're not doing Nativity today, we're doing Good Friday. If we were going to have a play, and we needed some things for Good Friday, what things do you think we might have? What props?
We'd need a cross.
We'd need a cross. That's one thing. I've got 13 things, okay? So cross is one. Okay, what else? Yes, go on.
The thorns, crown.
The crown of thorns is two. Any other ideas? Yes, go on.
Nails.
Nails is three. That's good. You'd need Jesus, that's true. I haven't got Jesus. But that's a good point. That's three. We've got more. Any more you can think of? Oh, okay. Can we have some help, please? So we've only got three. I've got another 10 to go.
Hammer.
Thank you. A cross. Brilliant. Thank you.
Dice.
Yep. Dice. Great. Thank you. Purple robe is brilliant. Thank you. That's seven. Didn't hear you. Silver pieces is great. That's eight. Vinegar is brilliant. I haven't got any. I thought about it. The stuff on the floor is not vinegar. Okay, yeah, vinegar. Did it? A spear. Great. Thank you. That's eight. That's nine. Mary. Lovely. Same with Jesus. We haven't got that. Okay. A whip. Yes, a whip is ten. Three more. A long stick would be nice. Same with the vinegar bit. I haven't got that. Three more things. Have a think about Good Friday, what it sort of means. And just before Good Friday, Jesus doing stuff. Bread and wine. Bread is good. It's 12. Wine is another one. There's one more. We're up to 12. There's one more thing. Go on.
The tomb.
The tomb. We have got a tomb at the back. I can't get you to bring it here. But it's true. The tomb's at the back there. There's one more thing you could probably possibly see in front of you, actually. Sorry, again. A bowl, a label. Ah, right. Yes, the label that had the sign over him. And actually, there's something for Pilate. Bowl of water and right. Okay. Let's have a look at the screen because here are the things for you to find okay, and bring here in the next 30 seconds. We've got nails, crown of thorns, a hammer, a cross, keep going, a whip, dice, spear, purple robe, keep going, and a sign, and silver coins. I don't know if that's what we did have, wine, but it's all over the floor. Oh, we have got wine. Okay, it's there. Right, thank you very much. Actually, Karen, you might bring that. And a bowl and a white cloth. And we'll think about the white cloth in a minute. You ready? Go find those things, bring them here. Go! Off you go. See what you can find. And the bowl, and the bowl, and the bowl, and the bowl, and the bowl. Okay, that's very good. Okay, we've got the bowl. Ooh, okay, so we've got the bread. Okay, very good. And a white cloth is lovely. What else we got? Aha! A hammer. That's very good. The recovered wine. That's brilliant. Thank you very much. Ah, excellent. That's a very nasty whip. Okay, that's good. Oh, yes. Very. Oh, they look horrible, don't they? Yes, gone. That's it. Take them out. Very, very nasty, nasty nails. A crown of thorns, sort of, so you could hold on to it. That's true. And a spear and a purple robe and a manky sign that says King of the Jews. And what have we got here? Oh, lots of... That's very kind. Can I just say now, that's very, very kind of you. Thank you. Anything else now from the things on the side, can we leave them where they are? That'll be good. You've got no idea what trouble I'm in now. Okay. And fantastic. Wonderful. Right, we're going to see if we can get that cross. If the children can help. Can you just give me a help, you two, to see if we can get this cross into here? Because that's where it sort of goes. Go on, you can do that. Go on, you can... Sorry. Can you help fit into that hole there, look? Okay. Ah, and the money. Lovely. Okay. Thank you. We've got all sorts of things now that help us to understand about Easter. Any idea about this? Any idea about this for us? Bread and wine? Yeah, go on. He did. Bread and wine was shared at the Last Supper. And we'll find out the significance of that in a moment. Next one, please. Silver coins. What were they for? No. Silver coins. Judas. Yeah, Jesus betrayed Jesus with silver coins. Keep going. Oh, what happened to the bowl of water? Washing feet is a lovely idea. That's true. But not that did happen earlier. But not with Pilate. Yeah, Pontius Pilate said, you know, this has nothing to do with me. And the whip. Do you know what happened with the whip? He did. Jesus got... That's a horrible thing. It's a nasty, nasty thing. Jesus got whipped with it, yes? Yes. Can you imagine how horrible that must have been? Crown of thorns on his head. Keep going. And purple robe, somebody? What did they do with the purple robe? No, don't know. Purple robe. Didn't hear you, sorry. Colour of royalty. Why did they use it? Yeah, put it on. They put this on Jesus to mock him, to pretend he was a king. Horrible thing. And nails, we know about this, don't we? And using the hammer to knock them in. And what happened with the dice?
I don't know where the dice.
Oh, don't know where the dice are. The dice are at the back there somewhere. With the dice? Oh, they're there. Thank you. So, you can leave them for your car. Yet the soldiers gambled for his clothes and, oh, the spear? Does anyone know? The spear. Yeah, and what happened when he put the spear in? Sorry? Yeah, blood and water. It's the reason why we have water, isn't it, in our communion service. It's not just to water down the wine. It's because blood and water came out. And horrible sign that said, yeah, Jesus, King of the Jews, and to wrap his body in. Okay, we've got all these things that help us to understand about Good Friday. And in a while, we're going to be doing some speaking about it. Okay, thank you very much indeed. Let's move on, please. It's interesting, this, because we're talking about this, and we're talking about this being a fact. It's some fact. Fact. Somebody help me. What's a fact? No, too engaged in stuff. Okay, something that's true. When we say the creed, thank you. When we say the creed, we're saying what we believe to be true. And it's interesting, isn't it, that in sort of our world, there are lots of people that would say that what we believe and what we talk about is a fairy story. And what we say is it's true. It's absolutely true, these things. And what we're going to do is we're going to go through that Good Friday time. It's going to be a little bit of time before it, in terms of the day before, the Passover feast. And then it's going to be something for us to join in, as you will see. So the character of Jesus, it's interesting. Again, I don't know how you picture Jesus yourself and what you see him as, because there are all sorts of images of Jesus, and we tend to think about what we see in films, and that's a sort of a standard version of Jesus. And I don't know what Jesus looked like, absolutely nothing like that, I'm sure. But also, he had disciples. I thought I might just find out if we know who they are. I was trying this with Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. It was easy. Any thoughts? Any thoughts? The 12 disciples. Matthew. Mark. Okay, Matthew, Mark, Luke and John, are we saying this? Okay, that's been interesting, all right. Peter. Matthew. Sorry. Thaddeus. Judas, thank you. Go on. James, Andrew. How many Jameses? Two. John. Let's have a quick look, see what we can do. There we are. Matthew, Mark, Luke and John. Not really, no. Not the Matthew, Mark, and John. Okay, so there's things for us to join in. If the children are able to see the screen, because what you'll see is there's bits for women and children to say, there's bits for men to say, and there's bits for all of us to say. And in some bits it says whisper. It'd be great if you could do that. And there are some bits where there's an exclamation mark, and you know what that's going to mean. Good luck, because there comes a point when we get to Good Friday. Don't be too put off by it. There'll be some music that happens along the way. Keep with it, and we'll see where we go. And hopefully this will take us to the cross with Jesus. On the night before he died, Jesus was in the upper room with the 12 disciples. He went there to share the Passover meal. While they were eating, he said to them, "One of you will betray me." The disciples were shocked and said to him, And Jesus said to them, "The one who has dipped his hand into this bowl with me will betray me." Judas Iscariot turned and looked to him. And Jesus said to him, "You have said it yourself. Go quickly and do what you have to do." And Judas left. Jesus blessed the food, and then he took the bread and the wine, and he said to his disciples,
"This is my body broken for you. This is my blood shed for you. Eat and drink these things in remembrance of me."
Jesus was very sad. He said to his disciples, "Tonight all of you will fall away and leave me." Peter got very cross.
"I will never leave you." "Yes, you will." "The others might, but I will never leave you." "Yes, you will." "I will never, never leave you." "Yes, you will." "No,
And Jesus said to him, "Before the cock crows in the morning, you will have denied me three times." Jesus went with his disciples to the Garden of Gethsemane to pray. He said to them,
"Stay and watch while I pray."
He went further off on his own to pray with a heavy heart, because he knew he was soon to die. And when he came back, the disciples were all asleep. So he said to them again, again he went away some distance and fell on his knees. Again he returned to his disciples, and again he found them asleep. He said. Meanwhile, Judas, with treachery in his heart, went to the high priests. And the high priest offered him 30 pieces of silver.
30 pieces of silver.
Give them to me. And Judas said, I will take you to him, but he will be with the other disciples. So Judas went with some armed guards to the Garden of Gethsemane, and Jesus was with him there with his disciples.
Which one is Jesus?
And Judas betrayed him with a kiss.
With a kiss.
The armed guards seized Jesus and arrested him. And all the disciples
ran away.
Jesus was taken to the Sanhedrin, to the elders and teachers of the law, because they wanted him put to death. And they brought him before Caiaphas, the high priest. And the elders and the teachers of the law tried to find evidence against him because they wanted to put him to death.
Crucify.
Then Caiaphas said to Jesus, are you the Messiah, the living God? And Jesus replied, at this, Caiaphas and the elders and the teachers of the law became very angry, and some attacked Jesus. Meanwhile, in the courtyard, Peter was sitting, trying not to be noticed. One of the servant girls saw him and thought she recognized him. But Peter became very frightened. If they had arrested Jesus, they might arrest him. And he said,
you must be mistaken. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't even know the man.
And just as he spoke, the cock crowed. Peter remembered Jesus' words for him, and he wept. It was now early in the morning. The elders and the teachers of the law made plans to have Jesus executed. They tied him up and took him to the Roman governor, Pontius Pilate. Jesus stood before Pilate, surrounded by those who wished him dead. Pilate asked him, and Jesus replied, Pilate said to Jesus, all these people are bringing charges against you. Have you nothing to say in your defense? But Jesus remained silent. Now it was the custom at the time of the Passover for Pilate to release one prisoner who had been chosen by the crowd. So he asked them, "Would you like me to free Jesus or this convicted murderer, Barabbas?" Thinking that they would free Jesus. But the elders stirred up the crowd. Pilate again asked, "Do you want me to free Jesus or Barabbas?" So Pilate asked the crowd, "But what shall I do with Jesus, the one who you call the Messiah?" "But why? What crime has he committed?" Pilate washed his hands in front of the crowd. "I'm innocent of this man's blood," he said. So he had Jesus whipped, and then he handed him over to be crucified. Pilate's soldiers mocked Jesus. They made a crown of thorns, they put it on his head, they dressed him in purple robes, and they knelt before him and mocked him. And so they led him through the streets, carrying the cross on which they were going to nail him. And as they were going, they came across a man called Simon and made him carry the cross for Jesus. And they led him to a place called Golgotha, which means the place of the skull. And there they nailed him to the cross. And the soldiers cast lots for his clothes. And above his head, they hung a sign. And they crucified two criminals with him, one on his left and one on his right. And the crowd who had come to watch mocked him and jeered at him. For hours he hung there. Cursed and mocked and jeered at, he hung there. Through the sweltering heat of the darkening skies. And as the skies grew black, Jesus cried out, and then he cried out in a loud voice, and a soldier who was standing nearby thrust a spear into his side. Blood and water flowed out. The earth grew darker. The great curtain in the temple tore in half. And a centurion standing near the cross said, and they took his body and they put it in a tomb. They rolled a great stone in front of the entrance, and with heavy, heavy hearts, they left. If you were a disciple at that time, I think you might have felt this. If you were a disciple at that time, I think you might have felt a full stop. And a full stop means the end. I think you might have thought that. Even if you'd spent years with Jesus, even if you spent all that time watching him curing people and performing miracles, water into wine, walking on water, lame dancing, blind seeing him die on the cross and putting him in a tomb, you might have thought, the end. The end. And if that was the end, then everything else about us and about us coming to church makes no sense at all. Christmas makes no sense. Easter makes no sense. We wouldn't be here if that was the end. But at the time, they must have felt that. Even with enormous faith, they must have felt that. But actually, during that time, there's this, dot, dot, dot. Because here, Good Friday, we reach a full stop. It feels the end. But Saturday, we've got dot, dot, dot. Because dot, 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 thank you, is to be continued. You see it, don't you, in things? Dot, 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 to be continued. And on Sunday, is that, isn't it? We've got the end, boom, full stop, dot, 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 to be continued. And Sunday is an exclamation mark, an amazing exclamation mark that the disciples on Good Friday could not possibly have known. Not really, not really. But for lots of us, after that, and it's not just us here in church, but it's people outside, Easter Day does that to us. Huge, huge, huge question marks. But today is Good Friday. Today is a black day. For us, it's a fact. Thank you. And so, I think the next bit is the creed. We say we believe this is true. No, it's not. Okay, what's the next bit? Yes, we do. So let's stand and say the creed together. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father. God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. Oh. And there, if you'd like to sit down, please, is where Good Friday takes us to this point. Easter takes us on with the creed. Good Friday takes us to here. And what we do now is we bring those things to the cross, because Jesus dying for us is him taking all our sins, everything that we do wrong, and bearing it for us on the cross. That's what Good Friday is. And it's not special things today. It's not things that we would say, well, I've saved it all up for Good Friday. It's everyday things. It's ordinary things that we take to the cross to say, I'm really sorry. And so on the screen, you'll see some words for us to take our sins to the cross. Lord, we turn to you, knowing that we have not lived our lives as you would want us to. For the times when we have said things that have made you sad, forgive us, O God. For the times when we have done things that we knew would make you angry, forgive us, O God. For the times when we have turned our backs on you and ignored your soft voice, for the times when we have made excuses not to spend time with you, forgive us, O God. For the times when we have pretended to have nothing to do with you because we've been embarrassed or afraid, Forgive us, O God. And this is the bit, isn't it? This is the Good Friday bit, because Jesus dying for us means that this is true. May God forgive us all that is past and lead us to a new life in him. Amen.